The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show, Simple Man Leonard Skinner, and that can only mean one thing on this program. That means all things Simple Man Bill O'Reilly. He calls himself self-proclaimed Simple Man. I take issue slightly with that characterization. All things O'Reilly, of course, at BillO'Reilly.com. Mr. O'Reilly, sir, how are you?
You know, I'm okay, Hannity, and I heard a rumor that you're going on vacation next week. Is that true?
I don't take a whole lot of vacation, as most of this audience knows, but it is 4th of July week, and yes, I am going to be on vacation and hanging out with my family, and yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you don't take a lot of time off, but I have a question.
By the way, forget what I want to talk about. Why don't you just take over the show? Go ahead.
No, I mean, I think your audience wants to know, if you take the dojo, does the sensei go on vacation with you?
Sometimes the sensei does come along with us.
Sure. Just in case he has to kick somebody.
I'm actually pretty good at it. You would learn for yourself. I have invited you to train with us. I've invited you on numerous occasions. Yeah. We will train at your level where you are. We won't push you beyond what you're capable of, and you're not going to get hurt. We all understand that we need to go to work every day. We're not going to be breaking legs and arms and schlocking people out. You're going to be okay. We're not going to choke you out.
All right, because I don't want my hair messed up.
Okay, whatever your top priorities are. No touching right. Bill's hair. We'll make the rules as you want them. All right, so I'm going to ask you a long question, and then I'm going to shut up, okay? Because I want to preface this question. So for 3 years, Bill O'Reilly, we heard nothing but a lie, hoax, conspiracy theory about Donald Trump and Russia collusion in the 2016 election that never happened, resulting in the spying on, an innocent American citizen and on a president of the United States. Then in 2020, we heard another lie, and that lie had to do with, just weeks before the election, that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. Turned out to be a lie. The only collusion in 2016, to go back to that, with Russia, was Hillary Clinton purchasing a dirty Russian misinformation dossier on Donald Trump that was leaked to the press before the 2016 election. Okay. Then we have Hunter Biden and we have Joe Biden on tape, for example, and Joe Biden is now, a 2018 tape has emerged, telling his son Hunter from a phone call, I think you're okay on the China deal. And pictures of Joe and Hunter and Hunter's foreign business partners have emerged also. We have tape of Joe in 2020 denying ever talking one time to his son about any of these foreign business dealings. We had a country up in arms over a quid and a pro and a quo with Ukraine and Donald Trump's phone call with Zelensky. I don't believe there was a quid pro quo. But the same media, Democratic Party, ignored the real quid pro quo, Joe Biden bragging he withheld $1 billion unless Ukraine would fire the prosecutor, who it turns out was investigating his son, Hunter, who got paid millions with no experience. And then the last part of the puzzle is we're supposed to be concerned about violence, Bill, and the rioting. And we have one committee about one riot, and we ignore 574 other riots that happened just the summer before January 6th, where dozens of Americans died, thousands of cops were injured, and billions in property damage. Now, what am I leading up to? These January 6th hearings, we learned yesterday that it's not even a direct witness. Another hearsay witness shows up and, in fact, claims that the Secret Service was attacked by President Trump because and as they were driving back to the White House because President Trump demanded that they take him to the Capitol. Those Secret Service agents want to testify that that is an absolute lie. We have another one of the claims made yesterday that has gone up in smoke when she said, for example, that these handwritten notes were hers. Well, it turns out, according to ABC News, that Eric Hirschman, former Trump White House lawyer, is claiming those were his handwritten notes. And we also learned the Secret Service says Liz Cheney never checked with them on the claim that Donald Trump assaulted his security detail. Now, how is it, Bill O'Reilly, analyze all of that for me? Because to me, this is never-ending lying, conspiracy theories, corruption, bludgeoning of one individual with no desire to get to the truth on how to prevent, how to keep everybody safe and secure and stop riots everywhere.
Okay, Hannity, congratulations. You just got into the Guinness Book of Records for the longest question ever asked on national radio. But I
wanted to give the history. Go ahead.
And it was a very succinct history. I'm going to advance this story now. So you have a young woman, Cassidy Hutchinson, who goes in and tells the committee, and remember, no tough questions about her, no cross-examination of her, that she heard, and as you rightly pointed out, that's hearsay, that's not evidence, right? Anybody can hear anything, that Donald Trump lunged at a Secret Service guy driving the presidential limo. Now, you and I both know Trump. That's inconceivable. He just physically couldn't do it. And it's, you know, all right. And then Ms. Hutchinson says that he threw ketchup at somebody. I didn't know throwing ketchup was a federal offense, Hannity. Did you check the statute?
It is not a federal offense. I looked it up.
Okay, so condiments, you can't really bring charges about that. Anyway, I'm being facetious, but the most important thing here is at NBC News, Peter Alexander, top White House correspondent for the NBC Broadcasting Corporation, comes out about 2 hours after Ms. Hutchinson departs and says, the Secret Service agents involved, they say no, didn't happen, and they're willing to testify under oath. Now, if that's true, because Alexander does, number one, work for NBC, and number two, anonymous sourced it, if that's true, it is over for the January 6th committee. I want everybody listening.
Can I add two things? ABC has confirmed that story, as has Fox News, as has other news outlets.
Okay. But the Secret Service itself says it's going to come out with a statement about it. And we're waiting for that right now. The other thing is, did you see Greta Van Susteren's tweet today, our old colleague? Did you see that?
I did.
Mm-hmm. So Van Susteren says very cleverly, you know, January 6th committee, if you really want to be taken seriously, you don't have Liz Cheney hug Cassidy Hutchinson before she testifies. And there's a picture of her hugging the woman. I mean, it is so bizarre. It's bizarro world. Now, let me say a word about Biden and his son, all right? This doesn't link into Trump. I think that yesterday was a good day for Trump, even though the commentators, of course, convicted him on hearsay, denying once again, Donald Trump due process. And those commentators were not just on the left-wing networks. They were not. And I'm running something on the No Spin News tonight on BillO'Reilly.com. I'm going to show you the conservative commentators who convicted Trump based upon that young woman's testimony, which it looks like is not true. Okay, so I don't even cover this Biden-Hunter thing anymore because I know that Joe Biden knew about what Hunter was doing, not only in China, but in Ukraine and in Russia. I know for a fact that Daddy knew what Sonny was doing. So Biden can deny it all day long. Now, the fact that Bill O'Reilly knows that to be true doesn't mean anything. All right, but I told my audience that there's no two sides to this story.
It's 100% true.
It all comes down to whether Merrick Garland is going to investigate it, and he is not. And I don't know what the Delaware grand jury is doing, Hannity. You have more contacts right now than I do. I mean, how long is this going to go on? You going to indict him or you're not? Let's give the American people some sense that the Justice Department works, all right? Because now very few people believe that the Justice Department is legit. Am I wrong?
Well, first, I want to credit myself and pat myself on the back that after giving a history and then a question that was, you're right, long, I gave you the time to answer, so I get some credit. Everything you said is 100% accurate, Mr. O'Reilly, as backed up by pictures.
How brilliant was that answer? How brilliant?
On a scale of 1 to 1,000, 10,000. I mean, it was the most brilliant answer ever, Bill. Okay. I mean, what do you want me to say? But in reality,
you're pretty truthful. If I say something you think is dopey, you always say, O'Reilly, you're dopey. But there's one more thing here, that this committee is finished now, unless they come up with something that's, you know, irrefutable, which I don't think they will. And now we go into the summer season, and now people want a break from this insanity. They want a break, but they can't get a break from the gasoline station or from the grocery store. And so between now and Labor Day, all you're going to have is bad news about Joe Biden every blanking day. And then after Labor Day, it's 2 months until the midterms. So a lot of people are down about Trump and those polls. Don't believe any of those polls now. It doesn't matter. This January 6th committee is going to disappear. And people come Labor Day when they look at their bank balance. You know, my portfolio is 4% down in June, Hannity. And I'm a conservative investor. I'm conservative. I don't invest in wild companies. I mean, I can ride it out. But a lot of people can't. And it's Biden's fault, 100%. He can't blame anybody. It's him. I'd like to know how far down Hunter Biden's portfolio is. Would you?
I'd like to know that.
How you doing?
You know, Bill, you used to use the term the folks. The folks to me are the people that make the country great. It's not government. It's not the politicians or the Hollywood class of elitists. It's the hardworking men and women that work hard, play by the rules, pay their taxes, obey the laws, go to church, raise their kids. They make the country great. Two-thirds of those people now live paycheck to paycheck, Bill.
Yeah. And you know, the scary part about that is life is a very, very tough slog for everybody, even those of us who succeed. Every day. They have no reserve to protect themselves from evil. The people living paycheck to paycheck, they could go in, their boss could say, hey, get lost. Or you could get an illness. Or something bad can happen. And you can't live in that kind of a perpetual state of fear. When you don't have any protection, fear descends. And I'm telling you, I think it's going to be historic in November because I don't think anybody likes Joe Biden, number one. I don't think he's like Hillary Clinton. Nobody likes him. All right? And you could throw Kamala Harris. Nobody likes them. And number two, how can you vote for somebody who's hurt you so badly financially? How can you possibly do that? So the people who hate the Republicans and the MAGA people, they'll stay home. I don't think there's going to be a lot of lever pulling for Democrats. I could be wrong.
Quick break. More with Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly, as we continue. 800-941-SHAWN, our number.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now, you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Call them today at 855-815-GOLD and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
King Ted Koppel says Sean Hannity is bad for America. Sean Hannity.
More with Bill O'Reilly, who joins us. Do you think Donald Trump has a good chance of being president again?
Only if he changes his message. Got to change his message.
I would say it differently. Change his style and pull back a little.
We can't change his style. It's impossible. I've known him for 30 years. That's impossible.
Nothing's impossible.
Oh, Hannity, come on. All right.
Nothing's impossible. With the Lord. I believe you're a good Catholic kid.
All right. I'm going to give you an example of impossible, if you let me. It's impossible for you to spend a weekend with Rachel Maddow. It's not happening on both sides. That's impossible. But anyway, Trump, he's got to look ahead. He's got to stop looking back. You know, here's the irony of it all, and I hope the president is listening. If he's reelected, he can appoint a special counsel to look at the GD election. He can do that. And he can whatever is bothering him, he can have it thoroughly investigated if he's reelected.
So stop
All right,
now.
Simple man Bill O'Reilly. We're just out of time. By the way, if you're looking for a good read this summer, Bill O'Reilly's 15th number one bestseller, Killing the Killers, and his Killing series, Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere, Hannity.com. Simple man Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly, BillO'Reilly.com. Thanks for being with us.
The Sean Hannity Show, a thermonuclear MMA assault on fake news. Hannity's on right now.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. My friend, my colleague, Gianno Caldwell, will join us at the top of the hour. He lost his 18-year-old little brother, who was gunned down in the city of Chicago last Friday, and they're looking for the killers, and the violence just continues. We've been scrolling names since 2009, people shot and killed in the city of Chicago. No one lifts a finger to solve this problem. It's unconscionable. Unbelievable. It's unforgivable. I know most of us, every day we are reminded of how bad the economy has gotten. And, you know, it was funny to watch President Macron of France lecturing Joe Biden. You know, I already talked to the UAE, and they're maxed out in terms of their output of energy, oil, resources. And the Saudis are pretty maxed out, too. They might be able to do a little more, but they're not going to do much more. Anyway, Kevin Brady is with us. He's with the 8th Congressional District out of Texas, ranking Republican on the House Ways and Means Committee to discuss the economy, the rising recession risks. Kevin, welcome back to the program. Now, the sad thing is, and people ask me, well, what are we going to do? The quick answer would be return to the Trump policies on the border, the Trump policies on energy independence, the Trump policies on the economy, all that we could solve the problem. All of this was preventable, but that's not going to happen with this new radical Democratic left socialist party. So Joe Biden's got 2.5 years left as president, and I'm hoping for a wave election in the midterm, but we also have to have a Republican president in 2024.
Yeah, no question about all that. I think the bottom line is Americans are discovering Joe Biden's economy is a very cruel economy. I mean, it just hammers people. New reports out here the last couple of days, nationwide surveys show more and more Americans have to skip meals. They're conserving water. They're eliminating meat from their diets. Now they're relying more and more on credit cards just to pay for routine purchases. And one thing that struck me in this the most recent polling, 26 million Americans, most of them low-income families, have had their entire savings wiped out since President Biden took office because the price of everything is more expensive, and it is just crushing, you know, just working families in America. You're right, on gasoline, on clothing, on utilities, on food, on all of this. It's crushing. I think that's why I saw that today. Joe Biden's polling numbers are at the lowest in his history. Democrats are now blaming him correctly for these high prices and inflation, and they've lost confidence in his ability to lead the economy in a big way. And I don't care who he blames. I just don't think American people are buying any of his excuses.
You know, I understand that, but there are very specific reasons. Why do you think we're in the economic dire straits that we're in? Because, for example, inflation was 1.4% when Joe Biden became president. Gas prices were a little over, what, $2.30 a gallon when Joe became president. And you see what has happened so quickly. Why?
He inherited an incredibly strong recovery from President Trump, who created 12.5 million jobs just in the first few months after the pandemic hit. But President Biden rejected everything that President Trump stood for. Lower taxes, more workers connected to work, pushing federal government spending to fuel inflation in a big way, paying people more to stay home than to come back to work, and then the attack on U.S. energy, traditional oil and gas here in America, has driven all of this. And right now, you know, I get frustrated because mainstream media forgets to point out that Joe Biden has missed economic projections in four of the five quarters he's led this country. Last first 3 months of this year, the economy shrunk, actually shrunk. It may well be shrinking again, and most economists believe we have faced a looming recession. One thing Republicans will do when we take back majority, the majority, and I'm confident we will, is we're going to stop him from making it worse, because he still is pursuing, you know, higher taxes on Main Street businesses, which are going to only fuel inflation more, still seeking $1.5 trillion of new spending. That's going to fuel inflation even further. And we're going to have a chance as Republicans to eliminate all that COVID-era spending that is built into the budget. That's going to be gone. Programs, we're going to take make a real initiative of reconnecting workers back to their jobs, because if we don't get them back, and Joe Biden doesn't seem to care, we don't have enough people for our assembly lines, to man our production lines, to deliver products, to service products. He just doesn't care about that. You're going to see less spending. You're going to see us push to make the tax cuts permanent. That's going to, I think, help the economy in a big way. Regulation costs and energy costs, all the part of the Biden agenda, is going to come to a dead stop when Republicans take the House.
You know, so key. You know, and I watch, for example, these little gimmicks that Joe tries to put in place. Yeah. For example, releasing the strategic petroleum reserves, which is such a dumb idea for national security purposes. But he's decimated the energy sector of our economy because of new rules and regulations. We would right now be importing 900,000 barrels of Canadian oil a day if he finished the Keystone XL pipeline. Yep. But he only gave a waiver to Vladimir Putin. And of course, we have all the energy we would ever want. We'd be able to supply all of our Western European allies and NATO allies with all of the natural gas they'd ever want. And he's not willing to do any of this. So we're really stuck. There's only so much Congress, if we take the House and the Senate, could do. We really need the House, the Senate, and we need to win the presidential election in 2024.
Yeah, there is no question about that. But I think certainly taking back the majority gives back to Republicans the power of the purse. You're going to have leaders like Kay Granger, the first Republican woman leading appropriations, strong on the border, strong on the military, you know, sort of a backbone of steel there. So you're going to see the dynamics shift. It's still going to be tough because he's going to be president. He's got a veto pen. We get that. But I think we're going to take a huge step to stopping socialism come January 3rd or 4th when a new majority gets sworn in.
You know, it's unbelievable. Anyway, we appreciate what you're doing. And the Republicans now, people ask me all the time, what can they do? Vote in November. This has to be a wave election year. 2024 has to be another wave election year, and we can get the country back on track. All these problems were preventable, and we can solve all of them.
Thank you,
Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Sean. Take care.
All right, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Rhonda, Oklahoma, Sean Hannity Show. Glad you're checking in, Rhonda. How are you?
Hey, Sean. Glad to talk to you. I've had a question from the very beginning of the January 6th. Why in the world did they have to hire a former TV producer to produce a committee meeting?
And answer your own question. Why did the January 6th committee, that has no cross-examination, that relies on hearsay testimony, as they did yesterday, and turned out to be wrong, why did they hire a liberal CBS producer? That what was involved in on shows that we know slant left. Why do you think that is?
Well, the other question is, who paid for it? I'm sure they pulled it out of their pockets, aren't you?
Well, the reason is because, listen, think of all the things that they're not telling people. They're not playing the clip of Donald Trump saying many of you will peacefully and patriotically march to the Capitol so your voices will be heard. I've been able to interview four people. There were five people in total in the Oval Office on January 4th when Donald Trump authorized as many as 20,000 troops or whatever's necessary to keep peace on January 6th. That's required by law. But then the jurisdiction is no longer his. It's the Speaker of the House and it's Muriel Bowser. How come those people, how come this committee is ignoring that? The fifth person in the room, through a spokesperson, said to me, that General Milley does recall talking about safety involving the Capitol for January 6th before January 6th. Why are they purposefully not telling us that? Why is it that they talk about the bombshell testimony from a hearsay witness again, as if it wasn't bad enough during the Ukraine impeachment, and this person got it wrong about the Secret Service to the point where the Secret Service agents will want to testify and say, no, Donald Trump never engaged in a physical confrontation with us and never tried to take the steering wheel away from us, among other things. You know, or the claim now by that she had said, this is my handwriting right here. Now we have a witness step forward saying, no, that's my handwriting. You know, why is that? Why was Liz Cheney hugging this woman yesterday? It's amazing to me. All of it is amazing to me.
Well, I think they're losing and they're very desperate and trying anything and everything to get something going. I mean, let's face it, they're losing on guns, abortion, economy, food and gas costs. You know, it's just, they're just trying to win at something, I guess. And this,
well, it's certainly a distraction because every news outlet, this is all they talk about. They're not talking about 41-year high of inflation or whatever it is. They're not talking about $5 a gallon gasoline. They're not talking about last month being the largest influx of illegal immigrants in the history of the country or the biggest caravan to date marching its way right to our border as we speak. They're not talking about any of these things. They're not talking about Joe's disaster in Afghanistan, the war in Europe, that, you know, they it's amazing to me. We never fight, Democrats never fight wars to win them. And we shouldn't be involved. Either we're going to give Zelensky the weaponry to wipe out Putin immediately or just forget it at that point. Well, it's a quagmire once again. There's not a single thing I can cite, and maybe you can. Rhonda, if you know one area of success of Joe Biden and the Democratic Socialist Party, please tell me, because I can't find one.
Yeah, I'm bewildered. I just want to know why, too, the political prisoners have been denied their rights as United States citizens. I mean, according to our Sixth Amendment, don't they have the right to a speedy trial?
Nobody which people are you talking about? You mean the January people arrested on January 6th?
Yeah.
Well, I'll raise a different question. How is it that we have all this video of all those people with their faces open to the cameras, throwing bricks, rocks, bottles, Molotov cocktails at police officers, putting buildings and stores on fire, people involved in even cases where people died, dozens of people died in the summer of 2020. Why haven't they gone after those people the same way? Where's that committee looking into 574 riots? And why aren't they trying to find an answer to the question, how do we stop this rioting from happening? How do we protect the Capitol? Why didn't they call up the troops that day? Those are all questions they don't want us to even ask.
Yeah, I love the Dems' new catchphrase, mostly peaceful. I mean, those riots were mostly peaceful. You had the news people standing in front of cars burning, buildings burning, and they're saying this mostly peaceful rally. And then most recently they said, with the abortion protesters, they shot mostly peaceful fireworks at police. How do you get mostly peaceful fireworks?
Well, I don't even know what to say to that. I mean, it's obvious, right? We saw with our own eyes. I mean, my favorite pictures are, you know, fake news CNN and MSDNC, you know, with the behind the shoulder of the reporter, the city's ablaze, mostly peaceful. And there was the same, politicians were either silent or they lied to us and said they were mostly peaceful, or they outright encouraged it all, like Kamala Harris. They're not going to stop. They shouldn't stop. They won't stop. We won't stop. And take note, beware, they're not stopping, meaning the people engaged in the rioting and the people engaged in the protests, the people that she tried to help out by tweeting out the bail fund for people arrested for these violent acts in the one case of Minneapolis. It's insanity. You know, this is why elections matter. And this is what you get with this radical, you know, climate alarmist, religious cult, socialist democratic party. This is the America that we now own. And the only antidote that I know of for this is elections. And that means we need voter integrity, and we need every American to make it their business. I don't care if you vote early. I don't care if you vote on election day, but don't miss the next election. If you're not registered, register now. We'll put up very soon the dates and times that states that you need to register and where on our website, Hannity.com. Anyway, appreciate the call. Thank you, Rhonda. God bless you. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. Quick break, right back.
Is trying to extinguish conservative voices, and he's fighting fire with fire. Standing up for your beliefs, it's Sean Hannity on the air right now.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off.